Hey, this is Jeff Floyd, pastor of C3 Church Bathurst, and this is our podcast. Thank you for joining us today. C3 Bathurst brings life to people by helping them to be revived, restored, and released through getting to know Jesus and his people. We hope that this message will bring you life today.
Good morning. Wow, 2021, it's here. I do love this time of year, the start of a new year. I find it's a pretty natural time to feel really hopeful and expectant, and it's a great time to reflect and look forward. And I've just got a cartoon that I want to put up on the screen. Charlie Brown. I love Charlie Brown. I like the sister Sally. She's a pretty bright one, younger sister, always trying to sort out and educate Charlie. Life, Charlie Brown, is like a deck chair. Like a what? Have you ever been on a cruise ship? Passengers open up these canvas deck chairs so they can sit in the sun. Some people place their chairs facing the rear of the ship so they can see where they've been. Other people face their chairs forward. They want to see where they're going. On the cruise ship of life, Charlie Brown, which way is your deck chair facing? I've never been able to get one unfolded. Well, I could relate to that. I think there was lots of last year I was like Charlie Brown. Don't even think I could get the chair unfolded, let alone sit and rest, look back or look forward. I want to launch now into our scripture. So in January, our theme is real rest. And it comes out of Matthew 11, 28 to 30 in the Message translation. What you'll see on the screen is the NLT, but I'll just read the message. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I just want to pray before I keep going. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for your word, for your love, for your light, and for your amazing real rest. I just ask, Holy Spirit, you would anoint my words, that they would be a real source of encouragement for everyone who hears them. Thank you for this time. Amen. Well, what an invitation in that scripture. Jesus is inviting us to come to him to find that real rest. It's a simple thing. It's life-changing. It's pretty awesome that Jesus, who knows me inside out, who sees all my messiness, my flaws, my brokenness, he loves me completely. His love is so huge. I think it's just amazing that he wants to be with us, to spend that time with us, to teach us his ways. He wants us to cast off, to let go, to let those things that weigh us down go away and just enjoy stepping into a way of living that's defined by his presence and his company and his peace. I love that scripture. It is encouraging. But I find myself asking, what does that real rest look like? How do I experience it? I crave it. But in my struggles, I just find that I'm wondering, how can I actually reach it? How do I achieve it? It just seems out of reach. In the last 2 years, I've actually been struggling quite a lot. And I found that I've felt restless and really craving a restfulness, but it just seemed elusive. So this morning, I want to share some of that story and the practical things that really help me and that really still are helping me and the discoveries I'm making. I was striving and working so hard for that restfulness. I was struggling physically, emotionally, and mentally. It includes I've had health problems, regular migraines and bad headaches, fatigue, and anxiety. I found myself feeling overwhelmed and anxious, and then I'd feel guilty and fearful. I just felt like a mess. Anxiety was hitting me when I least expected it. Even in the middle of the night, I'd wake up, suddenly just come awake and my heart's racing and I couldn't get back to sleep, having these real anxiety attacks. Things that wouldn't normally faze me or things in life felt overwhelming. The migraines, the bad headaches that had been just happening heaps and heaps. I have brain fog and I just felt disconnected. Disconnected with myself as well as with life. Have you ever had times you felt a disconnect? I found I was just experiencing it way too much and I did not like it. I'm someone who can be stubborn. You can probably ask James, but I'm hoping it's mostly a good stubborn, that I don't give up. And in that stubbornness, I decided I wasn't giving in to the anxiety and the fears, so I started working really hard to find peace and rest. And I was reading up on things and studying about brain health and what you can do, and I was praying lots. And I wasn't actually being very successful for quite a while. And I realised it was because I got really caught up in the doing and all I needed to focus was being still, resting in Jesus' love and grace, fully giving him my worries and concerns, letting his yoke take the load. And I'm learning that trusting Jesus is actually not that hard. He understands. He fully gets our struggles. He's so patient and loving and compassionate, and he's so gentle and encouraging. So I'm going heaps better, and I know it's because I'm discovering what that beautiful real rest is. What it looks like for each of us does vary. So I just want to share a bit of what it looks like for me, and I hope and pray it really encourages you. That real rest that we just read in Matthew 11, it's not just a physical rest, but it's rest for our souls. It's rest within. Last week's service, we just had the online service and we tapped into it. Pastor John Pierce, who's our C3 Global Director, he gave a message a couple of months ago that we had part of our service last week. It was about prospering our soul. And one of the ways that Pastor John spoke about was immersing ourselves in experiences and being fully present. That's what can feed our souls and give us rest. It really resonated with me, especially when I first heard it a couple of months ago. So I encourage you, if you haven't already watched that, I'd really encourage you to watch it. I'm really trying now to prioritise, to be intentional about finding things that help me be fully immersed, to be fully present, to notice those glorious moments each day has. And I was thinking back, as I'm preparing for today, to last year, what was that big shift for me? What really helped me find more rest and do so much better? And it was actually in June last year James and I went on a walk to Evans Crown at Taranna, and I guess I was struggling, like many people, like probably most of you. Those first few months of the COVID restrictions had just turned life upside down. It had made life pretty complex for me and extra busy. I'm a teacher librarian, so I was still going to school, working extra hard, because when we had to go on to online learning, as well as we still had the kids at school face-to-face, I look after the IT. So when it just suddenly switched pretty quick there in March, my workload just really increased drastically. And I was already finding work pretty full on as a teacher, and that just added. So it felt like there was multiple things happening, and I was exhausted and struggling. And James and I just made that decision to have a whole day, and we went and enjoyed that walking at Evans Crown. That day did switch something for me, because it just reminded me of the awe and wonder of creation. So today my focus is about resting in creation. That's what's shifted things for me, in the beauty of nature. There's a couple of photos that I just took on that day just on my phone. You can probably see just how spectacular it is. And as we were just soaking in that beautiful atmosphere of God and the detail in nature, really noticing things, it just restored something in me. It gave me a peace, this increased awareness of God's love and closeness, to stop and just soak, to feel the heaviness, weariness lift, to feel a lightness come in and penetrate. It reminded me that I am someone that just loves nature, loves creation, and have always found that it's helped me connect closer to God. But I think in that doing and crazy and busyness, I'd forgotten, or I just needed to refocus, get fresh eyes on things. I love things like just walking around and noticing the detail. Plants, animals, sky, the scene. I love walking the beach. There's something about water that I love. The magnificence of the sea, the power of watching waves crash. I love swimming, bushwalking, exploring new places. But you know, one of my favourite things to do, and I plan wanting to do this a lot more this year, James, heads up, is picnicking. Just simple picnics where you find a shady spot under a tree and you look up through the branches and you just watch the branches and leaves swaying in the breeze. Watch the clouds, find pictures in the clouds. That's something that I really, really love doing. But whatever it is, it just has me slowing down enough to look around and allow myself to be blown away by the beauty of creation. I believe it feeds all our souls, being aware of creation. I see that it provides a spiritual attitude of rest within, of peace, of joy, of celebrating of both God and His creation. And that's everything: people, mountains, seas, rivers, plants, flowers, insects, animals. People are pretty awesome. The diversity, the detail, the differences. We're all made so unique, so dynamic. It's all spectacular. So I just encourage you to allow that awe and wonder to reignite, to reawaken. And we don't need special days bushwalking. That's what I think I've learnt the most, to allow that awe and wonder to happen. Just looking out the kitchen window at my house when I'm washing up, noticing the detail, we've got a hebe bush and it has really beautiful purple flowers. So just all those small things in each and every day. I've started looking more and more closely and my awareness has increased. An example is at work. It was actually a couple of weeks after we went on that walk. I was doing playground duty at lunch, and we have a boy who was pretty new to our school. He'd moved from Sydney. And at where I work at Willerawang Public, we get lots of kangaroos. They come right down and they feed and that. So on the school oval, they love the grass there. And they're grazing. They didn't want to leave when the kids all were allowed to start going out for second lunch. And it's not till I walked up, you know, got closer to them, that they reluctantly hop over to the edge of the oval, and then they just kind of turn and glare at you. But this little boy come running up in awe and amazement about the roos right there. He'd come from a school in Sydney where there was pretty small playground, lots of cement, and he couldn't believe it. And he's telling all the kids, and it was a cold day. And so I started walking laps just to keep warm of the oval, watching the kids. And those roos were watching, because they'd come back when I was moved away. They are intelligent. They know, I think, who's in charge. They'd come back and try and start getting on the oval, but then when I walked back around, they'd hop to a different spot and they're glaring. And this little boy is telling everyone and he's chatting her away nonstop. And I just thought, that's a really common thing at school, at my school, where you just have to shoo the roos away. The kids hadn't even noticed, the other kids, they're so used to it. It got me thinking about, well, it is pretty amazing, isn't it? They're spectacular animals, and that you get to be that close to them and just watch them. Isn't it great that we can be reminded ordinary, regular experiences actually are something pretty spectacular? To see it through someone else's eyes. I'm now trying to look really intentionally for beauty and wonder in all the little activities of each day. There's glorious moments happening all the time, and I think sometimes we miss them. And I want to see more of them and absorb more of them. Another example of something I started doing at work is I was just craving some kind of restful atmosphere. And as a teacher librarian, I do get administration time, and that's in my office in the library. And I have a double screen for my computers. So I set up on the second screen just some music playing, where you have instrumental music and water scenes or mountain scenes, or but it's got lots of the water sounds. And I just found it was just good, as I'm flat out doing stuff and that, just to have that there. And I had these little year four boys come in. They brought in iPads that they wanted me to fix and sort out. And one of the little boys suddenly goes, "Mrs. Vancaro, why does your office sound like a fish tank?" And it made me laugh at the time. And then I realised, because I had become used to that calm feeling of playing that music in the background. And I talked to them about why I was doing that. But just little things like that have really helped me. Another thing that actually is only early last month, I was waiting on the footpath to meet up with a friend for a coffee catch-up, and it was a rainy day and she was running a bit late. I actually reached in my bag to pull out my phone, thinking I'll just check my emails while I'm waiting. But as I went to do that, I noticed the sky. And it was pretty spectacular because it was stormy and a bit windy. So the clouds were changing structure and moving quite fast and that. I stopped myself, didn't get the phone out, and just watched for the 10 minutes or so, watched the sky. And I thought at the time, why don't I do this more? I'm just finding all those, which seem quite simple things, have really shifted in my world. I just find that it helps draw me to the magnificence of our Heavenly Father. I do find it difficult to get a whole day rest each week, which I know is an ideal thing to do, but I can grab moments. There's so many possibilities. I'm just seeing more and more. Even those 10, 30 minutes, an hour, a couple of hours, and I'm trying to be more and more intentional, noticing detail. And it really does draw me closer to God. Isn't it great how we can capture that restful atmosphere in our hearts and minds, even when we are working or studying or housework or whatever it is that we're doing? I have a couple of scriptures I'd like to read. Psalm 19. It gives this wonderful picture of the majestic beauty and power in creation. And when we describe it, it does connect our hearts and minds to our Heavenly Father. So from verse 1, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without sound or word, yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. And another scripture, how it shows we always see God's goodness when we look at creation. Romans 1:20. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. That passage that I read at the start, Matthew 11:28-30, in that Message translation, it talks about, I'll show how to take a real rest, walk with me and work with me, watch how I do it, learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I love how it puts that, but I'd like now just to read from the New Living Translation. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Jesus specifically says about take my yoke upon you. And I was wondering about why he used that example. Because a yoke is a farming implement. And the illustration of that, it shows Jesus wants us to share and be partners with him. Because the purpose of the yoke was actually joining two animals together to share a workload, to become more productive. And sometimes they even purposely put an older, more experienced animal with the younger animal, so the older could train the younger animal and work together and take the extra load. Jesus simply offers himself as the solution to all our burdens. He wants to lighten our load, to help us find rest. Our souls find that rest and hope in his love. It all comes from Jesus. And it's only in Jesus we will find that rest for our souls. That's what we're frantically looking for when our souls are feeling really restless and overwhelmed. It's what I found myself was longing for. Jesus is that answer. He's the answer to every concern, every question, every fear, every need we have now and that we'll have in the future. He simply offers himself, and it's the grace of Jesus that allows us to live freely and lightly. It's an unforced rhythm of grace. We continually come into his rest, and then we go out in his grace. Psalm 62, verses 5 to 7, describe this really beautifully. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honour come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. As I finish up, would you stand with me? I just would like to pray for us all. I'd like to read the verses from Psalm 19 again, just a couple of those. Allow the Holy Spirit to touch your heart and minds. Might help to close your eyes and picture what David's describing in that psalm. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. As we pray, praying into 2021, let's allow the real rest Jesus brings just to fill our hearts and minds. Dream about what's next in your life. What do you long for? Anticipate. Expect God's blessings to happen in your life. Jesus loves you so, so much. He's constantly at work in such amazing detail in your world. Sometimes we only see it fully when we do reflect and look back a bit. Thank him for last year, for his faithfulness, his favour. It's around you. He will pour this out in new and beautifully unexpected ways in your world. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for all that you are. We thank you that you're at work in our worlds. And we just want to hand over anything that's worrying us, that's burdening us, that's making you feel heavy or unsure or overwhelmed or anxious. Just keep giving it to Jesus. He understands. He's gentle but oh so powerful. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. And if you are not fully certain of Jesus, of a relationship with him, if this is new for you, I'd love to pray with you, help you on that journey. So if you're part of our service online, please get in touch. You can contact us via the website or call us. And at the end of the service today, if you'd like James and I to pray for you, we'll wait up the front. Please come forward. We would love to pray in the new year with you. We just thank you for this time now, Jesus. Amen.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to get to know you better. Come and visit us at one of our Sunday services in Bathurst, rear of 217 Howard Street. Have a week filled with life.